Char and Joanne.
Morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Hawaii. Good morning. I'm just listening for a few minutes.
Good morning, Hawaii. Are you back home at this point, I assume?
I am back at home on the USA ground.
Very good. Hope you had a great trip.
Oh, my gosh, yes, I did.
Wonderful.
We were just talking about the on another line until she went under. You went underwater on the way, and then I got the dial tone. Yeah. I could hear gurgle, gurgle, gurgle on that first message you left on the recorder. I didn't know where you were. It sounded like you were doing deep sea diving. So anyway, I was just gonna let you know. I don't know what I haven't had that problem with anybody else, so maybe it's something with your phone line. But anyway, it's good to have you back home. We were talking about the 21 Club, and she was getting excited about tenfold. So I said, okay, well, yeah, this is a good thing to do. That with the revisions, it's practically impossible to fail. All you've got to do is walk through the motions of it with a new person and have them have the situation where they've got lots of
has arrived.
Talk to. Done deal. And $4,000 in, you know, 9 spread out over 3 months, or let's see. When you're adding it into the going silver and going gold, and for her it's going platinum. So anyway, quit talking. Let you take over here, Betty.
It's now good information, Char, to talk about that. Is that over a 3 month period?
Well, you have to. What I'm doing is I'm tying the whole ball of wax together. You can run for the Paragon Award and go gold.
Has arrived.
Silver. And, there's so many factors in it that's so different, because it doesn't have to be the same A, doesn't have to be in person, doesn't have to be individual. I mean, my gosh, how much better can it get? They gave the leaders everything they asked for, and then some.
Yeah, that's really spectacular. It does make it so much easier than
has arrived.
And we brought levels. We don't have the we don't have the bronze anymore, so they're going straight to silver. And, you know, it's like, this is a no-brainer.
Yes.
Do it from home on the internet. You know, I mean, gee whiz, how much more do you need? Them to do it for us, I guess.
Sounds good to me.
Which actually practically could be doing. Anyway.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, no complaints about anything with it at all. That's for sure.
Is that the comp plan?
Go ahead, Jeannie.
Is that the comp plan?
21 Club's what we're talking about.
21 Club, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, with all the factors in it, you know, the versatility of it, it's like,
it's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Therefore, all we got to do is do it.
And practically, you can start anyone on this, and they don't need to know about all the 21 Club thing, but this is the way, and, you know, and just leave them, and that's how I'm going to keep this thing fire up and working on synergistically. That's what I'm so sure we're planning to do. Create a synergistic effect. You should line up all your people and start doing all that in once, and then so you have that running.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's a jump off from there.
There's not too many people that don't want a little extra cash right now in this country. I mean, I haven't found any yet that have told me no on that subject. So on your mind this morning?
Well, I wanted to know if anybody else wanted to say hi before I start off here.
Good morning. This is Onita.
Good morning, Onita. I was just doing some Facebook things and had come across a thing that Jeff Novak, who's with
McDougal,
and he had received a letter apparently or a note from somebody that asked him to evaluate a Clif Bar according to the label reading guidelines. And he says it failed on several accounts. In response to that, I received the following question. And you have to kind of pay attention to what the question is, because he refers back to it as we go along here. So the question is, if I'm cutting out Clif Bars, then what? I need a recommendation for a healthy meal replacement, something that will do for breakfast on the run for the high schoolers and for lunch for me. Something that can be tucked in a...
Linda Morse.
Has arrived.
For meetings, the biggest problem with stuff like dried fruit is it takes too long to eat, and since it's got to do for a complete meal, wouldn't it get unbalanced after a while? What's your take? His answer is, when I was in graduate school, I was a single parent of a young teenage girl and had a full-time school schedule and a full-time internship. Time was a scarce commodity, but by planning ahead, my daughter and I were able to always have healthy food and healthy meals. We never had to compromise. So let me address your specific comments. One comment was, I need a recommendation for a healthy meal replacement. What's your take? His answer is, my
Mary Lou
has arrived.
I don't recommend meal replacements. They never provide the same amount of nutrition as a real meal. In addition, if I was to lay out all my guidelines for healthy nutrition / food, and you turn them all upside down and use the upside down guidelines to invent a food, you would have a meal replacement. Whether it be a powder or a bar, they all embody the exact opposite of what I recommend. They are all usually very high in calorie density, usually fairly high in sugars, sometimes high in fat, and sometimes the unhealthy fat, low in fiber, low in satiety, and low in overall nutrient density. So that kind of covers all the bars we've ever looked at, I think.
It just builds the case for our product. It's the greatest. I need to call in and say, remember when we were walking down the hall together down there at McDougal's? And then I read your statement. Well, guess what I've got for you then, Destiny?
Ah, that's true. Absolutely.
You know, I mean, all you'd have to have is a glass jar. I mean, kids drink out of bottles all day long. Glass jar or a safe bottle, and have it already pre-mixed, and it can be room temperature. It doesn't have to be. And the energy that they can get from that, you know, it's a done deal. But, you know, he's in a different category. I know, I realize that. I'm not trying to be argumentative.
No, but it is true. It fits in beautifully with what he's saying, because Vital Balance is not a bar either.
Yeah, and
you know,
it's
and that's
not
what he's talking about. It's just a bar.
Yeah, and he went right down the list. You know, it's too high in calories, it's this, it's too that, it's that, and everything he said matches what we've got. And
yes.
Then some.
Yes.
So.
Absolutely.
Somebody needs to go on mute. We got a lot of static in the background. I don't know who's got a phone that's picking up air noise or something, or maybe it's static electricity. Negative energy, huh?
I am hearing that as well.
So we can hear a little better. I'm sure pretty sure it's not my line. I'll mute mine, so we'll stay here.
I just have one comment. You don't necessarily have to shake the Vital Balance. One of my kids is actually stirring it. He doesn't have a jar, he says, so he's stirring it. We're going out of town today, and I have decided to take the canister with me, and I will be stirring while I'm gone. So.
You know what works really good, too? I mean, it's one little thing, but one of my gals ran right down to Bed Bath & Beyond. She paid $20 for it, and I know you can go in on the Internet and probably get them for $8. The little wizards that are run on batteries. I've had the same batteries in the one that Denny and I have both used almost every morning probably for, oh, golly, almost since it came out. It's been laying on the counter and getting tucked in the drawer afterwards. And, you know, it's just, you stick it in the jar, it whizzes it for 20 seconds, 30 seconds, and it even, the newer ones will even froth. Mine's about 20 years old, at least, because it came from the other company, so... they're out there. We used to buy them for $6, so.
I've got one of the Nikan ones yet from years ago.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot they had them. I probably have one in a box someplace, two of those. They call them frothers or whizzers or, you know, they've got different names on them, but they are just, and they pull apart and they're no longer from your tip of your thumb to your wrist, you know.
Yeah, they go in
less than that one.
On that little plastic package, and that's
it's, I mean, you can put it in your pocket if they wanted to carry it in their pocket. You can definitely put it in your purse.
Because so my
anyway.
My one from the other company finally gave out, but this one works great.
Yeah.
Have y'all ever
that.
Tried it? I need to ask a question. Have you ever tried it, just stirring it?
Oh, yeah.
I never do anything but just stir it, and even one day I found out I was traveling and that a little plastic fork does just as well as having a spoon, but I never do anything but just stir mine up.
Yeah, the only thing with a new person that I really emphasize is let it set and hydrate so it's not chalky or powdery tasting. We're used to it. We can take it however, you know, after you've done it a few times. But if it's their first taste, and they've got any, you know, goofy taste buds, or they don't have the mindset that this is going to work regardless of what it tastes like, you know. If they don't have that kind of a thing, you can get a little bit of rejection on the texture of it if it hasn't hydrated. So I just say, mix it up, let it set for 5 minutes. That's not that hard. And so if they don't have everything broken up and really whipped up, it will definitely be that way, you know, in that length of time. So. Just another one, reminder, because I've been using it so long now, I forget that one. So somebody will say something, and I go, oh, I forgot to tell you. You know.
Well, that may be. I've had some people who didn't like the taste at all.
Yeah,
maybe that's the reason, Ma'am Char. Thank you.
Yeah. It's usually the texture. They don't differentiate between the two.
Uh-huh.
So
the main thing is, with you whipping it up with one of the little different apparatus, whichever one, then it does better for their taste when they're first doing it?
Well, it still needs to be hydrated. The water needs to soak into the powder, no matter how you do it, unless
okay.
you really blended it really, really well because you've taken, you know, the extra time. And I still tell them that because I don't want them going off and doing it some other way and then not realizing that it wasn't hydrated. It didn't change. It just isn't hydrated. So I still say the same thing.
Okay. Well, thank you.
I was going to say, I had one can, the can before the one I'm using now, that had white chunks in it, and those did not want to dissolve. So I don't know what the problem was with it. The one I've got now doesn't have that. So
were they bigger than a pinhead, a metal pinhead?
Well, slightly.
Okay,
but
mine have never been very big, and that's why I was asking when you said chunks. You know, I go, well, I wouldn't call mine chunks. Mine were specks, but I've had that.
Anyway, this one doesn't have that, and it's much better, so.
Yeah, and, you know, it could have been just a malfunction at the time it went through the machine.
Yeah, they didn't blend it.
Settling. You know,
they didn't blend it.
Hooray
has left the conference.
Betty, back to you.
Anything else anybody wants to talk about with the KVB and what's going on?
Where did you get that from, Jeff Novak?
I just pulled it off of Facebook.
All right.
You know, he works, I think he's still working with McDougal, so you'll find his stuff with McDougal stuff also, or at least he was the last time I know of.
Yes, that's the last I knew of too. He was still with them. He still goes to different ones of the get-togethers that he has.
Uh-huh.
And is a speaker, so. Yeah.
I've got one comment that I pulled off of, I think that was 700 Club that I listened to last week. And, the guy on there said, talked about Dr. Roizen. And Dr. Roizen had made a comment that if pregnant women would eat broccoli at least 3 times a week during their pregnancy, their babies would be born immune to cancer.
Wow.
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 But it's not a prescription.
No.
That's quite a statement.
That is potent.
Very.
Yes.
Did you guys see Furman on TV the other day? On Oz?
Yeah,
I should be
specific.
Yeah. That was good, too. I've got to go back through that one, caught part of it. But
I need to go in and get that pie recipe.
Oh, yeah.
So, I want to repeat this because I'm writing it down. If pregnant women ate broccoli 3 times a week during their pregnancy, the baby would be born immune to cancer.
Yeah, I thought it was either that or the children, you know, that was pretty much what he said, yeah.
I wonder how long that immunity would last.
I don't know.
Because we're all born with cancer cells in our bodies. I mean, we all have cancer cells in our body all the time. But, I mean,
how hard is it to find anything that, you know, a malformed cell, the healthier you are, the harder it is to find it. I know when Ben had his blood pulled, you know, the doctor was, or Ted Aloisio was saying, I can't even find a goofy cell in there.
Yeah.
You know, so, it's
the way I wrote
that,
it.
Do you want to feed those cells or starve them? That's the question.
Yeah.
The way I wrote it down, it said that would immunize the child against cancer was the way he put it.
There
you go. That's a good
way.
Okay.
The comments along those lines for what Anita is saying before I take it in another direction. Well, there's a lot of static going on now. Found a thing that is on natural hair care products from your kitchen. I don't know. Can you hear what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay.
I can hear you.
Moisturized avocado hair mask. There's a recipe for that, which is 1 ripe avocado, 1 tablespoon of extra virgin olive oil, and 1 egg yolk. And it says, this mask is rich in natural oils and will help tame, strengthen, and moisturize your hair. Combine ingredients in a blender until smooth. Apply all over your hair and let it sit for at least 20 minutes before rinsing.
I couldn't write that enough. Could you repeat that, please, Betty? And what's it called?
It's called Moisturizing Avocado Hair Mask. I will try to attach this to the blog.
Okay, so you said 1 avocado, 1 tablespoon of extra virgin olive oil. What was the third ingredient?
1 egg yolk.
Okay. And you just blend it in the blender and then put it on for a half hour, did you say?
20 minutes.
Okay. I'm always concerned about putting something like that down my drain in the shower. What do you think?
I don't think there's any problem with it when you're using whatever shampoo you use.
water that dilutes it. I don't think there's any problem at all with that.
And it's supposed to moisturize and do what?
It's a moisturizing.
Okay,
it's a moisturizing. Well, it says this mask is rich in natural oils and will help tame, strengthen, and moisturize your hair.
So a conditioner.
Yeah, pretty much so.
Is what I would call it, even with what you just said.
There's another one that's called Hydrating Honey and Olive Oil Treatment.
How long was that left on, did it say?
20 minutes.
Oh, 20 minutes. Okay, thank you.
Sure. And the Hydrating Honey and Olive Oil Treatment is only two ingredients. A half cup of honey and a quarter cup of olive oil. It says mix ingredients and warm slightly for 20 seconds. Apply all over your hair and let it sit for at least 20 minutes before rinsing.
What was the first word you said to do with them?
Mix ingredients and warm slightly.
Okay, and then put it on the hair?
Yeah, it says warm slightly for 20 seconds. Put it on your hair and let it sit for at least 20 minutes before rinsing.
I think I'd go with the other one. I'm not visualizing honey in my hair really well right now. Mine's way too thick. If your hair isn't, you know, really heavy and thick, maybe you'd... That's just me. I'd go with the first one.
I'd hate to waste the avocado on my hair instead of eating it.
Yeah. After finishing, I need it.
Mentioning the extra virgin olive oil, I tried what Dr. Oz talked about last week on the fake foods, and I put the bottle that I've got now in the refrigerator, and it does not get firm like that, or firm up like the other one did. So I've got fake olive oil. I'm going to have to get some different stuff.
That's really interesting.
Yeah.
But there's a couple more here. One is coconut oil deep conditioner, which is 2 tablespoons of unrefined coconut oil, 1 teaspoon of argan oil, A-R-G-A-N.
How much was that?
1 teaspoon.
What is that?
Okay.
I never heard of it.
Uh-uh.
I have heard of it, but I can't tell you what it comes from.
You may have to Google that one, so.
Okay. And it's 2 to 4 drops of essential oil of your choice. It says try sweet orange or lavender. Combine all ingredients in a jar and mix together. Make sure your hair is damp before you begin this treatment. Start at roots and comb through to the ends of hair. Leave on 30 to 60 minutes or overnight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, overnight? No, yeah, no.
You could put something over your head, like, who knows it's going to stay on.
Right. And it says wash 1 to 2 times before styling your hair, repeat weekly.
Mm-hmm.
I would assume with the coconut oil and, I mean, all of it being oil, types of oil, whether it's the essential oils or the argan oil, that it's still all oil. So it's going to take 2 washings as far as I'm concerned.
Or more.
Yes.
Yeah.
I remember when I was a kid, my grandmother used to use part of an egg for my as a rinse in my hair.
Yes.
That was a very long.
A lot of these yolk.
Yeah, it probably was.
Now, here's one I really kind of interesting that I had never seen anything on before, and it's called Sea Salt Texturizing Spray. And it's 1 tablespoon of fine sea salt and 1.5 cups of water. And it doesn't, I guess, it doesn't give you any directions as far as it has to go in a blender or anything, no. It says, this will give your hair texture and create volume and lift. Dissolve the salt in water and store in a container or spray bottle. Apply to hair when needed and style accordingly. So I thought that was really far out.
Nothing for frizz, huh?
There's an aloe vera. The next one is an aloe vera detangler spray.
Mm-mm.
And that would be the last one that there's any information on. That's just 1/2 cup of water, 1 tablespoon of glycerin, 1/2 cup of aloe vera gel, 2 to 4 drops of grapefruit essential oil or lavender or rosemary or chamomile. Take a clean spray bottle and mix ingredients by shaking. Spray on hair as needed. Store in cabinet for next use.
How much of the essential oil?
2 to 4 drops.
Interesting.
Yes. I thought they were all very interesting. Like I said, I'll try to get them hooked up with the blog.
Where did you come across all these, Betty?
It's just different things
ones.
That I had friended as far as Facebook is concerned. That's basically
okay.
my Facebook involvement.
Mm.
So there was one other thing I wanted to bring up today, and it's on freezing lemons. Do all of you freeze lemons, totally freeze them?
Uh-uh. Yeah.
Whole lemon?
Yeah.
Oh, I cut mine up, but then I freeze it in sections so I can just drop one in my smoothie, so.
Oh.
Well, this is talking about the whole one. It says many professionals in restaurants and eateries are using or consuming the entire lemon and nothing is wasted. How can you use the whole lemon without waste? Simple. Place the washed lemon in the freezer section of your refrigerator. Once the lemon is frozen, get your grater and shred the whole lemon. No need to peel it and sprinkle it in on top of your food. Sprinkle it on your vegetable salad, ice cream, soup, cereals, noodles, spaghetti sauce, rice, sushi, fish dishes. The list is endless. All of the foods will unexpectedly have a wonderful taste, something that you may have never tasted before. Most likely, you only think of lemon juice and vitamin C. Not anymore. Now that you've learned this lemon secret, you can use lemon even in instant cup noodles. What's the major advantage of using the whole lemon other than preventing waste and adding new taste to your dishes? Well, you see, lemon peels contain as much as 5 to 10 times more vitamins than the lemon juice itself. And yes, that's what you've been wasting. But from now on, by following this simple procedure of freezing the whole lemon, then grating it on top of your dishes, you can consume all of your nutrients and get even healthier. It's also good that lemon peels are healthy rejuvenators in eradicating toxic elements in the body. So place your washed lemon in your freezer and then grate it on your meal every day. It is a key to make your foods tastier, and you get to live healthier and longer. That's the lemon secret. Better late than never, right?
How many times the amount in the peel?
Let me go back. 5 to 10.
5 to 10, thank you.
Yeah. They didn't mention anything, or did they, about organic?
No, they never mentioned organic.
Because recent, not that long ago, on one of the doctor shows, I forget which one, they were talking about you can use the peel, but they said that, you know, if you're going to be doing that for sure, you're better off with an organic lemon.
I would definitely work that direction. The other comment I can make is what was made by Brian Clement from Hippocrates, and he says, and just listen to how I state this, he says we're only 5% ahead on using organic over non-organic vegetables as far as what we're getting for nutrients, but he says what you're getting rid of is the pesticides and the herbicides.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the big difference right there, and especially, of course, when you're using the skins on anything. But it's also, you know, within the plant because of what they're doing, how they're raising it. And so, you know, that's the thing to, you know, just keep in mind, you know, go as much for it as you possibly can if it's just not humanly possible to get a hold of it for what you need. A little bit of it here and there isn't going to be nearly as drastic as just using it on a regular basis. So, you know, the things that we don't want in our body, and the pesticides and the herbicides are huge to me. So.
Yep. So this goes on from the moment to say the surprising benefits of lemon. Lemon citrus will, and I'm positive. I mean, the same thing can be said for limes in the midst of this organic and the freezing would carry over the same way. It's a miraculous product, excuse me, to kill cancer cells. It is 10,000 times stronger than chemotherapy.
Wow.
Yes.
That is huge. You know, I think there is a big difference. Nutrient-wise and alkalinity in the lime, from the lemon to the lime. But I can't say 100%, but that was the indication that I had gotten previously when it came up. You're just stronger. I remember one of the gals there in Parkview, she says, I really like lime, so I use a lot of lime, but she wasn't in any detrimental situation with her body. So if the person is, I'm going to say, I don't care how well you like the taste of a lime, use a lemon instead, you know.
Right.
But, yeah, it's going to be different with different things, but I agree. I think you're going to get the same you're going to get the same flavor intensity with the lime if you like the lime. And I do some of both. I do primarily lemon, but every once in a while I throw in some lime too. That's really a neat idea.
I would sure save on waste because I, a lot of times I'll start a lemon and then it spoils before I get back to it if I don't freeze it. So,
if I buy half a dozen at a time, by the time I get to number 4, 5, 6, they're already molding.
Yeah.
What I do is just throw them in the freezer together.
Can you repeat that? Did you say the lemon was better for cancer or the lime?
No, it's the lemon.
The lemon. Okay.
The lemon is. It says, going on with this statement, it says, why do we know about that? Because there are laboratories interested in making a synthetic version that will bring them huge profits.
Shocking.
Let's be real.
That wouldn't be a drug company or anything, would it?
It says, this plant is a proven remedy against cancers of all types. Some say it is very useful in all variants of cancer. It is considered also an antimicrobial spectrum against bacterial infections and fungi, effective against internal parasites and worms. It regulates blood pressure, which is too high, and an antidepressant, combats stress and nervous disorders. The source of this information is fascinating. It comes from one of the largest drug manufacturers in the world. It says that after more than 20 laboratory tests since 1970, the extracts revealed that it destroys the malignant cells in 12 cancers, including colon, breast, prostate, lung, and pancreas.
the compounds of this tree showed 10,000 times better than the product adriamycin, a drug normally used chemotherapeutic in the world, slowing the growth of cancer cells. And what is even more astonishing, this type of therapy with lemon extract only destroys malignant cancer cells, and it does not affect healthy cells. So give those lemons a good wash, freeze them, and grate them. Your whole body will love you for it.
What are you reading this from, Betty?
Yes, please.
This is from, gosh, oh golly, where did I get this? I don't know what it is. I'll have to go back and,
see. Yeah, can you send it down mine or something?
When you find out, please.
Yes, me too.
Yeah, I will put it if I can on the blog.
Can you also send it to me? I don't check the blog.
Yeah, me either.
I don't go to the blog, so could just let us know where it came from, because I have somebody I think will be very interested in it.
Or if you could just attach it to an email or something and send it to everybody.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay, I don't think I have anybody's email.
You have mine. I can send it out.
I do have yours.
I'll send you mine, too. We can all shoot our emails through you. That's not, you know, too difficult. And you can put them all together on one email, so you don't have to individually do it. Just make
one email. You may or may not be aware of, and I knew this from a long time ago, but they also showed it on Oz. If you warm a lemon, they obviously suggested putting it in a nuke, which I wouldn't, but you get so much more juice when you're trying to juice it.
Yeah.
It's warm.
Right.
Usually I just pull mine around on my palm.
Me too. Or you put it under warm water, and depending if you're taking it right out of the refrigerator, put it under warm water.
And then I roll
it on my hand,
too. You know, the thing with grating it, I know that the pithy part of it has got to be really strong, too, because it is in other citrus fruits. So I think you're getting a whole different response when you're using the whole lemon, obviously. You would be, from what you just read.
And I was thinking, you know how Furman says to slice the onions very, 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 very thin?
Uh-huh.
So I'm that grating up that actually, you know, makes it a better compound too.
Grating the lemon.
Mm-hmm.
Which one, Danny?
The lemon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, I was just applying the same thought process to the onions that
right.
When Furman says slice them really, really thin,
yeah.
There's
yeah.
more, I forgot how he said it.
Surface.
Yeah,
yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So maybe grating up.
I mean, in my smoothie, so that the blade will hopefully cut, and it does cut it up even more.
Mm. Okay.
Okay, so we're at this point over time. Does everybody have my email address so that you can give me yours?
I'm not sure, Betty.
Or you can just send it to us, and we'll send it down, Betty.
Okay.
Whatever's easier for you.
All right.
Why don't you give your email address just to make sure that I've got the latest one, because I know you've had a couple beat in the past.
Yeah. It's Betty Walsh, the number 1, @gmail.com.
All right, Betty. Thanks.
And you have mine, correct?
I do, Nancy.
Thank you.
Good call. Thank you.
Okay,
unfortunately,
thanks,
I know
everybody.
Sure, I know somebody. Thank you. Good
have
evening.
A wonderful day.
You too.
Thanks, trip, man.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.
To learn more about Nican, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.